you're not bothering this.
Right? Just so you can get the smoke alarm, but it's so important. And you know, you get it from now. Think about it from now, because December is this week. So you think about getting the smoke alarm, and just make that small investment. But what I mean, you know, they say you never see smoke without fire. So what about the fire extinguishers? Making that decision to invest in a fire extinguisher if you have not yet done so.
Exactly. That's my next thing. It doesn't make sense having the smoke alarm and not having it be accompanied by the extinguisher. Because as you said, if there is smoke, there is to be a fire. You could say, where there's smoke, there's a fire. Where there's a fire, there is smoke.
Right.
You need something to extinguish that fire. And again, a extinguisher can probably run you from like $60 to $120, all depending on the size, all depending on the type of extinguishing media. And the more expensive one would probably be the CO2, because that is a gas, and again, extremely effective in knocking down fire. One of the things about it, we know how we value our tablets and our electronics. Let me just say electronics on the whole. So if the fire doesn't destroy it, chances are if we use the ABC, and we've talked about this before, we've talked about the type of extinguishing medias. If you use the dry chemical, once that powder gets into any electrical components, it is highly corrosive. So as I said, if the fire did not destroy it, then chances are that will destroy it. So I would always recommend for places that have young children or at home, the best thing to do is to use the CO2, because then you don't have that mess to clean up. Think in terms of baby powder. You know, you have your little one, you sweeten them up with the powder when you bathe and everything else. You just love to smell a baby with baby.
Yeah, it's true.
Now imagine that child gets that powder and they're powdering themselves. You can remember how, I don't know if Anna ever did it.
All over the place. Oh my word. Yes.
I can remember Zayana. And it's like, that is what you're in for. Mm-hmm. But again, I prefer to be cleaning that, knowing that I still have a home at the end of the day, than to be standing holding my head, seeing about two to three big red trucks around where my house formerly used to be. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, where am I going to shelter for the night? Who do I have to beg to put me up? And that's when we're affected, it's not just you that is affected. Chance, if you're close enough, the houses are close enough, it can also impact on your neighbor. So sometimes it may not be you who's practicing these unsafe things. It could be your neighbor coming home drunk every night and just lighting up the stove. And I'm telling you, sometimes these stories that you hear just from inside our unit, the fire prevention unit, the person's call, and I mean, my heart goes out to them in some cases, knowing that you're doing everything that you can to protect yourself, but then you have
the indiscriminate.
I think it's news moon donkey, but I'm sure that would be me.
No. We'll go with indiscriminate. Oh my goodness. Father. Yes.
Indiscriminate person who just does not seem to care. You know, they don't bother to clean the lot by them when the grass is wrong there. They just do not. They don't care if Sunday come Amanda. That's the only way I can term it. They just don't care. And they're also putting you at risk. So sometimes you do everything within your power to safeguard yourself, but you just have that one unreasonable person who lives next door to you or who lives within the environment that just offsets the whole program.
Yes. So my goodness. So we need to definitely make sure. And you know what? It's been raining a lot. It's been raining a lot, so we know that there's a lot of grass that has grown, bush overgrown, and so we're really encouraging people. At least the good thing is, at this time of the year, people do tend to want to to spruce up their home, even if they can't do their home, they do around the home and cut down the grass and so on. So we definitely want to encourage that.
We normally have two Christmas seasons. Yes. That's why I wish sometimes that every day can be Christmas.
Yeah.
You know that for Easter, mm-hmm. you see people cleaning up and doing all sorts of changes. And for Christmas itself, there are some places, some lots that don't get touched onto those two periods. So it hates me wishing that every day was Christmas.
Yes.
With that being said, yes, she said about cleaning around you around these times. That is not an encouragement for you to go and burn anywhere. To clean
yes.
up. She said cut. C-U-T. Cut and clean. Not yes. B-U-R-N. That's putting that out there.
Yes. Thank you. And that's Officer Kevin Sobers joining us. Welcome. Yes, you definitely want to discourage burning at this time. And still want to remind people that you need a burn permit in order to get this done. Yes?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Definitely. And again, the burn permit, if you're going to, it is not just issued nilly-willy. The officer comes in, he does an investigation, he offers other solutions, and that's one of the things that we're currently working on. It is okay if people will say, yes, you can sit down there, you can say, don't do this and don't do that, and this and that's not how it's be. It's all right for you to sit down there, you say this, you say that. Right, that being me. Yeah. but one of the things that we have been trying extremely hard to do is when we hear persons finding alternatives, mm-hmm. even putting them in contact with other people
mm-hmm.
who would be able, okay, so you don't have anybody to clear the lot for you. Okay, we'll call this number, see if this guy, he would do it for you. It may be a little charge to it, but I think, honestly, in the fire prevention unit, we go above and beyond the call of duty.
Definitely.
And let me pat Mr. Sobers on the back, as I was saying to him. I think when persons do good, you need to say to them, you know what, you're doing a fantastic job. His mannerism and everything in dealing with customers and such, like, I mean, don't get me wrong, there's one or two that we get great here.
I don't ever get those persons. So.
No comment.
At the end of the day, we know you can't please everyone.
Right.
And if you live this life thinking that you can, then you are in for a big disappointment. There are some people out there who are just miserable, who will try to make your day and make you miserable. But the thing is, I always used to hear my mother say, you kill them with kindness. And I find that works for me. It annoys the hell out of them.
That's good.
And it does something for you also as a person. It says you don't have to stoop to that level. You rise above it. So again, customer care, we're all about customer care, customer service, and making sure that we do what we are supposed to do. But as I said, I had a customer again last week, because this is a new week. And she was having an issue with, she heard the same program and it was her hose. It needed changing. But then she found, and I mean, for those persons who are going to be out there buying new appliances, especially the stoves, when you're changing your hose or if you're going to be using a new hose fitting, please ensure that that fitting goes directly up that little shaft at the back on the hose, on the stove.
Mm-hmm.
Sure that hose is fitted correctly. And that's what I loved about her. It wasn't fitting to her correctly. She asked for help. It still didn't look right. And she called. She called to investigate. She called and she asked questions. Now, my thing is, I'm not there, so she has to paint the picture for me. Okay, you got it up to this certain point. When you turn on the stove, when you turn on the bottle, I need you to use your senses now. Can you hear? Can you smell any gas escaping? And if the answer is a yes, then no. You do not use that hose at all. You need to go, and I didn't know what to do from there. So when she said it still wasn't working, so of course I called in my Mr. MacGyver, that is Station Officer Vaughn. And he was saying to me, which, and I'm also supposed to follow upon it further, that she can do one or two things to help the hose. She could soak it in really, really hot water, which would allow the fiber of the hose to relax just a little so she can get it up on there. We know that once it cools back down, it would tend to contract. a wrong befitting itself. And I can't remember the other one he told me, but as I said, that's my Mr. MacGyver.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's still a good tip, especially now when people be looking maybe to change the size of their gas cylinders and so on. So that's a good tip. Oh my goodness.
I want to thank her for that, honestly. Yes. I mean, she thought she was being a nuisance, or she thought she was bothering me, but that's definitely not the case. Because from this, I also learned something. So we both learned together. I don't know it all. As I said, there are times when you may put me in a position, okay, I need to check it out. I go, I do that, I check it out. And if I say I'm going to get back to you, that's what it is. I do get back to you.
Yes, yes. Wonderful. Oh my goodness. Well, you know what? It's amazing how the time has really flown down. And we've learned a few things and been reminded of a number of things today, even as we've now come to the end of November, the end of Independence. And we want to wish everybody a safe, safe Independence Day. We know that there are bus rides, there are excursions. We mentioned the Independence Day parade. And we know that people are going to the beach, some going for picnicking. But please still maintain the protocols that you know we're supposed to be doing at this time, and just have a safe day. And you know, we need that $100 from Natasha, so please, let's really endeavor to Officer Sobers is looking at me like, what?
I can get everybody to split this $100. If there are no house fires for the period of December, I'm willing to put $100 up.
I was thinking it was 100 each, but you know, that is good. Officer Sobers has gone out of the shop. He has left the building.
That is all. 2874 extension 535.
Oh, we really can go there.
535-7832.
That is not a problem, because for the month of December, yeah, I am going to be away a certain period of time.
Okay, yes. All right.
So, Val, let me just say quickly, welcome back to Jason. This is your last week. It finished. You're back to work from Tuesday. We would have missed.
Oh my.
Hope he did enjoy his vacation nonetheless.
Yes, that's right. Oh man, well, thank you so much. And that's it for another edition of the 311 radio show, the final for the 11th month of the year.
Yes.
We're diving in now into the final month of the year, and we just want to wish people well. You know, we know it's not the last program, but we just want to wish people well today and every day, this Independence going into Christmas season. And we're looking forward to what the season holds. Yeah, we're looking forward to what is ahead. Safety. For the end of the year. We want to finish strong.
Finish strong. Safety.
Finish strong.
Road accidents, no house fires, you know, no more deaths, no more of those violent deaths.
That's right. So thank you, Fire and Life Safety Officers, Natasha Ford, and we heard a little from Officer Kevin Sobers as well.
Yes, who's always in to just give trouble. But thanks to each and every one of you, and a happy and tremendous Independence celebration. Eat as many conkeys as you can. Those of you who are on the no sugar, I'm sorry for you. But I will be eating mine.
I thought you said pass it along, but you know, hey. That's
all right. No, again, I will do that wrong February.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, and I'm Krista J. Paul. Remember, you can always listen to the podcast on VOB929.com, and you can watch the interview on VOB's Facebook page. That's facebook.com/VOB929. God bless you and have a wonderful week. And as we always say,
fire prevention is our intention.
Thank you.
Happy Independence.
Bye.
Depend on the Barbados Fire Service. 311. 1-1.